with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, I wanted to talk to you about The Plough and the Stars first today.
Sean O'Casey. This is at the Irish Classical Theater Company, one of the great plays from the early years of the 20th century. They've done it before. Irish nationalism, the theme, as always. It's a part of three plays that often go together: Shadow of a Gunman, Plough and the Stars, Juno and the Paycock, which you may have noticed the Shaw Festival is doing this summer. And it, I think, is among a category of drama that the Irish Classical Theatre Company does best. They are very, very good with the actual classic plays of the Irish drama, by which I would mean the early years of the 20th century, when Irish drama emerges as a specific identity. Before that period of time, Irish writers would leave Ireland to become famous to such a point that we don't even frequently recognize that Congreve was Irish, Sheridan Irish, Buchecol Irish, Oscar Wilde Irish, George Bernard Shaw Irish. But with this period of time, Irish writers writing on Irish subjects for Irish actors, plays that were performed in Ireland at places like the Abbey and the Gate.
And it seems to me that this is the type of show also, you know, when we talk about Irish theater, that's where we start to hear their voice.
Well, absolutely. A lot of that coming from William Butler Yeats. They say from no drama, but I think it's really the genius of Yeats. But absolutely, and these plays still resonate in that way today.
And then let's shift to Captain Jet Beddington and the Adventures on Planet Earth, because this is a local show.
Local, a comedy by Jason Kaiser and Jacob Albarella, Buffalo writers writing in Buffalo for Buffalo audiences, rather than the typical rehash of last year's Broadway, which is also important. But your own writers, that is what made Dublin, Dublin, and for Buffalo to become any center for theater like Chicago. That's a necessary ingredient, and it's good to see it. It's not the only local play by a local writer up this week either, that Shine, Matthew Lecuza opening Shine over at his theater, American Repertory Theater, this week as well. It's a very healthy sign. All of that work that Road Less Traveled Theater has been doing to cultivate writers out of their playwrights workshop, critical to the process.
Let me ask you this question. Where do you see Buffalo Theater in its development? Clearly, it's not New York or Chicago, but it's certainly far along.
Well, these things come in cycles. I think I see something very similar to what happened in the United States in the World War I period, World War I to the 1920s, where there were dozens, if not hundreds, of small independent theaters that were seeking to do something of greater local interest across the country. Many of these became professional theaters, of some of the most important in the country. Out of this came the Provincetown Players. Out of this came the Washington Square Players, which becomes the Theater Guild, which becomes the Group Theater. And I think if we look at the demise of Studio Arena Theater, Studio Arena Theater had started during that era as the Studio Theater, and becoming Studio Arena Theater in the early 60s, a professional resident theater. Well, now it's busted wide open.
So the void is being filled.
Oh, yeah, by 20-some theaters in Buffalo. There are lots of theaters now. Still, none has reached the profile that that theater once had. I don't know if that is quite possible again. You see various companies trying to assert a national identity that will remind the nation that Buffalo has a distinct voice. Whether that will happen or not is difficult to say. I will mention that the impact of Ireland, such a tiny country, but its global impact so huge that the precedent is there for that to happen. Whether or not it will, anyone's guess.
And then we have certainly plays that are coming to town that are not originating in Buffalo, Beauty and the Beast and Godspell.
Oh, yes, we need that too. Well, Mary-Kate O'Connell's theater, O'Connell and Company doing the latter, Godspell up at the Park School, but the huge tour, Disney's Beauty and the Beast is the full title, coming into town again, and thousands of people will head downtown to see it. That's a great long-standing commercial tradition. Buffalonians do show up for that hugely subscribed theater.
So whether it's a big national production or a smaller local production, there's lots of great plays out there, and we should all go see them.
Room for everyone, yeah.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.